All right, that was Melvin Davis live in 2010 on the Motor Live Drive. I won't come crawling back to you. He's going to be closing out the Hamtramck Labor Day Fest on Monday. Oh, we also heard in that set Ty Stone, Ryan Dillaha, and Jennifer Westwood. They are all playing Sunday at the Arts Beats and Eats. We're going to try to squeeze in until we get thumbs up from our sound engineer, Alan Cantino, and his assistant, Mark, that we have the band Six and Sevens, who are going to be also at the Hamtramck Fest on Monday. This is a great funky rock band. We're going to play the song Go All Night, and you can check them out Monday at the Hamtramck Fest. There is so much great music happening this weekend. In fact, what's his name? Marshall Crenshaw is going to be at something they're calling the Michigan State Fair out in Novi. And just check the papers. There is so much. Let's hear the Six and Sevens, and we are about to go live on WHFR Dearborn any minute. All right. Well, so much for the Six and Sevens. You're going to have to get out to Hamtramck on Monday to check them out in order to hear them, because we are told that they are ready to go live. So let's bring them down. And in the studio, we have the Future Babies.
That's right. We're on the Motor Live Drive at 5. The Future Babes are here. Are you there, fellas?
Hello.
Hello.
We are here.
How's it going?
All right. Well, why don't we just get right to some music and find out what these future babes are all about.
All right, this is our first song. It's called Downers.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There's a correction because I think I said future babies when we came on. And you guys are babes.
Right. From the future.
From the future.
It's like, you know, we were babies at one point. Technically, the introduction was
true. And eventually, we will be good looking people. Future babes. So.
We've got an appointment with a surgeon right after this.
Well, Mr. Babe. Would you like to introduce the band?
Yeah, sure. On bass guitar, we have Jeremy Cebulski. On the drums, Mr. Dan Bernard. On the keyboard, Paul Kilkenny. And
he's soft-spoken, Paul.
My name is Adam Leroy.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
And, this is a show from the future.
Yeah, so you're getting a glimpse of the future here. So those of you listening... It's mm-hmm. the future of radio.
Yeah, we had Marty McFly originally, but
yeah, right. That's it. Well, yeah. Thank you for having us in the studio today.
And you guys have a show this weekend.
We do tomorrow, actually.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow at PJ's Lager House.
Very excited. Good lineup.
Yeah, we're playing with the Fever Tongues and Jay Walker and the Crossguards.
Ooh,
great mm-hmm. lineup.
Yeah, really mm-hmm. good bands.
All right. Well, we're happy to have you, and we hope to hear some more music from you.
All right. This is our next song. It's called Not Anymore.
Future babes.
That's right.
And I see you've posted photos from the future on your Facebook page already.
Yeah, they're already there.
Presently, yes. We actually posted those about 2 days from now.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're, hopped into the...
Mm-hmm. Head of the game, that's us.
Well, when you're from the future, you can do that.
This is true. It's true.
Now, tell me, how did you future babes get together?
Well, I had kind of written a bunch of these songs a long time ago, and never did anything with them, and in some downtime between a band that Paul and I were playing in, I started to record them, and they're all my friends, and I wanted to see them. I was like, you're coming over. Yeah. You're going to play on these horrible songs.
It's an excuse to hang out with with the rest of us.
Adam also married my sister, which was
that really sealed the deal.
It was written in Adam's vows that he had to play in a band with Paul. It was one of the stipulations for Miranda marrying him.
It was one of the few marriage/recording contracts that been done.
Way to go.
Yeah, so individually, everybody just kind of came over, and we got everything recorded, and then thought, let's play some shows.
Well, it sounds pretty good. How about playing some more?
All right, yeah, this song's called Get My Way.
The Future Babes here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Now, in fact, Adam, you're the main songwriter in this show.
For now.
For now.
Not for forever. But yeah, I happen to come up with these first couple of songs that we'll be playing. Mm-hmm. And then we've slowly been morphing it into a proper democratic order of a group.
All right. Now you guys have been in a bunch of other bands as well, haven't you?
Yeah. Jeremy, you want to... rattle them off for
it? Let's see. I don't know about your band history. Adam's been...
You just start with yours.
Okay. let's see. Well, I originally started a band called the Motor City Burgers. That was in college. Some potty mouth rock and roll that, you know, stuff we need to get off our chests. Then I started playing in a band called Vespas. It was a three-piece.
That's how I met Jeremy. Awesome band.
Right. Thank you. Vespas played a lot of shows with Adam's band, Murder Mystery.
And the Low Hello.
And the Low Hello, that's right, we did
a bit a band that Dan played in.
It's true. Most recently, played in the Beggars, which you may know. We've graced the Motor Live airwaves before. And I also play in a project with some of my former bandmates called Cloud Social. So,
I started in a band called Murder Mystery, really long time ago, and then I weaseled my way into Dan's band, in which he played drums, called Low Hello, and weaseled my way into another band called Jesus Chainsaw Massacre, roped Paul into that one,
yep,
and then roped Paul into another band called Ellen the Fonts.
Ferndale Acid Scene.
And then we joined up here, and now Paul's going on to his own stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm playing in another band. I'm playing drums in a band called the Soaring Eagles. We're just kind of getting started, some fun rock music.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's pretty exciting stuff.
I don't know if we gave Dan a microphone, the drummer.
Dan refused to take a microphone, but he's going to come over here and he's going to talk to us.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hello.
All right.
I stepped on something.
That's a very low hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
So you've been in a number of bands as well.
I have. I was in a band in high school for several years called Transparent Drive, and then I was in a band for a number of years in the early 2000s called Tenley. And then I've been playing, or I played in a band with that existed previous to Adam called the Low Hello, in which Adam actually saw us playing with the Vespas, who Jeremy was with. He happened to be seeing Jeremy's show, and he liked us, and like he said, he's a weasel, and he weaseled his way into the band.
Right. They didn't even know, like, for the first three shows. You know, it's like they looked over and like, who is that guy? Why is he here? What?
Who invited him?
Oh, no, you hired me, like, a long time ago. Awesome.
He was here all along, day one.
Yeah.
Founding member.
Okay.
So there's going to be a quiz at the end of the show, the 6 degrees of future babes.
List every band we've ever been in.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then Adam's wife actually was my babysitter for a while also.
Yeah.
Who was also Paul's wife.
Wait,
your
babysitter?
Paul's sister.
Babysitter? Whoa,
whoa. Yeah, my wife babysat for Dan's baby.
Oh, okay.
My impression was that Miranda babysat
yeah,
for
Dan.
Dan's wife won't leave him alone. So she gets home from work at like 3, but somebody needs to watch him from 3 to 5.
Yeah, that's why Dan's in the band too. Free babysitting.
besides it being in the family.
We've all, I guess, over those long band histories become family guys, married and children's and stuff. Jeremy will have a baby here shortly.
All right. Well, not only do we not have we don't mic the drummers. Now we've taken the mic away from the mic that the drummer came to.
We're
just cruel to drummers. I don't know.
I don't blame him.
We had a bad chord, so Alan switching that out. We were having some peaks in it, so there we go.
All right.
How's that sound?
That sounds better. Now that the drummer has walked away, you can plug it back in.
He can take a hint.
Yeah.
All right. You guys want to play some more music?
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it. So we're going to slow it down a little bit. And this song's...
Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Yeah, Alan's got to... Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Get
sorry
one thing set, and I believe he's ready. No, one more thing. Hang on.
You tell me how my mic sounds. Out in Radio Land?
Sounds good in my headphones.
All right.
Always sounds good in my headphones. So, this song is almost going to be played.
So, other than the show at PJ's Lagerhouse Friday night,
well,
do we have any other shows coming up?
Yep, we'll be playing in September in Ann Arbor at a place called The Far House.
That's on September 14th.
Yeah, really, that's a really cool spot we got to
The Far House? F-A-R?
Yep. F-A-R, yep.
Yeah, it's a like a communal house in Ann Arbor, and they have shows in the basement.
Hmm.
And it's a pretty raucous time.
Oh, that sounds like a raucous time.
but very tame too, like a raucous tame.
Right. Yes. Yeah, so okay. Of course, they're tame. College students. They
tame
have to
raucous.
Be.
Is that the name of the record?
Good name. All right, I think we got a thumbs up. Let's get some music.
Okay, this song's called Spin Cycle. But it's so cool. okay if a housekeeping issue, could I turn up the distortion on this?
Ah, you think
question
dirt
for the sound engineer. That's right. Mess it up if
we don't want to hurt anybody's ears out there.
Okay. Yeah. Can I turn it up just a titch more?
Okay. These future babies. Yeah. There's going to be trouble in the future, I can tell.
We will start crying.
We don't get our way. Yeah, that's right. Dan hasn't had his nap today, so he's
going to. Right. Correction, future babes.
I think the future crybabies. Oh,
so our last song is just us crying for five minutes.
Be good.
Well, tell me, where did the name Future Babes come from, besides the future?
It comes from an episode of Workaholics, which is a show at Comedy Central. And they offhandly remark, they make this statement about Future Babes, and seemed like a pretty funny thing to say. And we had about 12 million other band names that we considered, and somehow that one just stuck around.
Yeah, this one seemed the most ironic.
We were almost a house bear.
Yeah, we did have a number of names that we did.
Basement Monster, I like that.
Basement Monster, yeah. Yeah. What else? Any other ones? Dan, Paul?
Oh, jeez, I don't remember.
We could have gone with like one of those like 50 doo-wop names, like Frankie and the Teasers or something.
There's no Frankie in it.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, we just try to find the most least accurate band name available. Yes.
The Ferndale 17.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah. In that case, the Future Babes fits right in.
There you go. See, that's how we eliminated every other option. So.
Sorry, I have to tune this guitar down.
No problem.
We
well,
got all fancy and.
While Adam's doing that, I can tell you the songs that you're hearing on the station today. We're actually working on. We had mentioned recording mm-hmm. some of Adam's songs, and that will be coming out soon. The yet to be named album.
I did like we came up with the. From the T-Rex song, Hubcap, Diamond Star, Halo.
Oh, yeah, that could be good, too. So we'll see. If anybody
T-Rex
wants to call in with suggestions
band name
for
ideas,
band names,
yeah,
we might be opening a can of worms.
Well, you can always call in at 313-845-9676.
What's that number again?
845-9676.
I'm getting on there.
Excellent.
Paul's calling in right now. right, you boys ready to do another one?
No.
We'll hang out for a bit.
No. What's the next one?
This is another horribly sad song called Let Me In.
We promise to bring you up at the end of the set.
All right.
That's right. Adam does have his shoes off now. He's comfortable.
Which is good. Usually by this point in the set, we'd have Paul's shirt off, too.
So. Yeah, true.
Another reason to come to our show.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Which is tomorrow night at PJ's Lager House.
That's right.
Yeah, please come out.
In fact,
yep, I believe Fever Tongues are opening that show. We'll be on second, and then Jay Walker and the Cross Guards are going to bring it home. So,
and you really should come and see the band just to see the guitar.
thank you.
True. Adam does have a lovely guitar. This is a collaborative effort too. It's
my stepdad built it for me.
Oh really?
And then my wife and I decorated it.
So this is a real custom guitar.
Yep, like, yeah. Cut it out of the wood himself.
Okay. Know that?
Wow.
He's a very handy guy.
It's like in The Natural when the lightning struck the tree, and then he forged the guitar out of that.
So I was trying to replicate the Eric Clapton guitar from the 60s, that SG that he had that was all airbrushed. Mm-hmm. But I figured out Eric Clapton had like a lot of money then. He paid like an expert paintbrusher, airbrusher to do that for him.
I don't know. It looks pretty sharp. Can you tell us a little bit about the design on that, Adam?
Yes, the design is psychedelic inspired. There's a bird man flying through the sky, like the sun setting behind him, and then there's a pair of eyes cryptically watching him.
That's right.
Where's that bird man going? Where's he flying to? That's what they're saying.
Those eyes are always staring at me at practice.
That's right.
Always watching, always judging.
That's right.
So you'll have to come to the show at the Lager House. This is a Friday or Saturday?
Tomorrow.
Friday.
So Friday.
Friday,
yep.
Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Friday night
at the Lager. What are you playing that guitar through over there?
I got a Music Man head, 65-watt amp, mm-hmm. about 6 years ago. It was like the best decision I ever made. And I built a cabinet for it and got a... Spent way too much money on an old Fender speaker.
He converted an old Ottoman into that speaker there. Jack White style.
With custom upholstery.
Yeah, really. Yeah, upholstered it and everything. All picked up by just going door-to-door and asking people for pieces of furniture and any upholstery they happen to have lying around.
All right. And Jeremy, what are you playing today?
I'm playing a Fender Jazz, American Jazz, not the European version. I love the sound, and I'm also playing through an Ampeg.
That's a good amp.
It is. I've got nothing. Man, Adam's got this really fancy, collaborative, custom guitar. And
talk to my stepdad. He might make you a bass.
He's got upholstery on his stuff.
How many flying birdmen do you have?
Yeah, there's zero flying birdmen.
You really
on there.
Had to point that out, didn't you? I forgot we're on radio. They can't really see this. So I could have lied.
Oh, you were going to try and hide it. Yeah,
I could have. But then they're going to come out tomorrow and they're going to be like, liar. I don't want that.
I came for the birdman.
We've got a reputation as the most honest band in Detroit, so I don't want to.
Yeah, that was our first lie ever.
and Paul, what kind of keyboard are you playing today?
What I have here is a Korg PS60 that I bought a while back. Before that, when I was playing in Ellen LaFont's with Adam here, I used to play my grandma's old Casio keyboard from the 80s. So I thought it was time to invest in a new keyboard. But I am still using the stand from that old keyboard.
Sure is.
Yeah. Very
and when he's 80, he can use it as a walker.
Yeah. Multi-purpose.
That's right.
In the future.
You can play on the go.
It's very difficult to bring around, but I choose not to change. So.
Fight it.
All right. Well, we need to do a shout-out to a couple people that have piped in online. Peter, Diana, Lee, Matt, Josh, Gloria, and Gidget are enjoying the show. Awesome. And Ben called, and he suggested the name Incredible Diversity.
Hey.
Oh, all right.
All right, all right.
Obviously, he's not seen us.
But it does promote our core band values.
That's true.
We start off every practice with like a short PowerPoint presentation where each person presents a different concept from the week.
That's right. And we always end up with the same stuff at the end. Thank you guys for the suggestions and the love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks.
That's right. Actually, the next song that we're going to play requires a little bit of audience participation.
And you can still participate over the airwaves.
That's true. But if you're driving, I warn you, just Be careful.
This song could make you drive off.
That's
the road.
True. So that keep dangerous. It to about 35 miles an hour. And you guys in the studio, you can have fun as well. So this song's called Octa Bounce, but the interactive portion is Adam will say, "I'm about to bounce," and then I'll go, "Hell yeah!"
Hell yeah!
And mm-hmm. you guys can say that with us too. Mm-hmm. So.
Incidentally, my wife wrote the lyrics for this song.
She did.
And I'm about to bounce. Hell yeah, was something her kindergartners used to say.
All right.
About to bounce.
Well, did they also incorporate the hell yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hell yeah, they incorporated the hell yeah.
Wow. They didn't know their ABCs, but they... Man.
Yeah, they're... Different.
Kindergarten has changed
different language.
A lot.
And did they ever actually bounce, or were they always about to bounce?
They were just always about to. They never got quite to bouncing. Yeah.
All right, so hell yeah, those listening at home or in your cars.
All right,
here we go. It's called the Octa Bounce.
And you do what nobody wants you around. Should be pretty clear. It's the day I cut up all my hair. I shouldn't get so upset. I'm about to bounce. Hell yeah, I'm about to bounce. Hell yeah. Hell yeah! Got that relationship, I'll cut you a coat. Leave you dying in a hole. You ruin everything. You sound like a jerk. And you wouldn't do what nobody wants you around.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, the Octabounce.
You know, I've got a gripe.
I didn't
hear any of our listeners singing along.
So. Well, you see, Jeremy, the way the radio works is that the signal from this studio is... Yeah. They used to do it on telegraph lines.
Yeah.
And in the future...
Yeah.
Adam, can you explain this a little further, how radio works?
Yes. So you think of something, and it's instantly transmitted from your brain to cars... And other things.
See, actually,
cars and other things.
Anything.
Take cars this and opportunity.
Do they have to have an antenna? These things.
No, it helps, but not necessarily.
And this will all be in the future.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if this helps my case any, but I or the station any. I'm actually a graduate of Henry Ford Community College with I have a telecommunications degree. So. So thank you guys for explaining this to me.
I'd like to
apologize to Jay Kornick. I really didn't sleep in your class. I didn't.
Much.
Much.
Well, this is a lot of fun, and we've seen all of you in various bands and different configurations, and it's great to have you here together as a group. And seems like you guys all work together pretty well, and considering your family and all.
Kind of, yeah. Actually,
two of us are dads.
One of us, that would be me.
He's a half dad.
I've got a future babe on the way. Actually, that would be a good idea for a onesie.
Yeah,
I think.
Future Babe.
We should have some.
It's a future babe.
That's true.
Yep.
And then, actually, you know what? There's something that we haven't actually brought up. There is a fifth member of the band, and he might be listening in Grand Rapids, so we better mention him.
Yeah, we have a fifth, we have a second guitarist named Troy, and an old buddy of mine from college, but he lives in Grand Rapids, so.
Mm-hmm. Will he be there tomorrow night?
Nope, he has a wedding. So right now, he's getting ready for his big rehearsal dinner, and then he's going to a wedding.
Adam, will he be at the Farhouse show?
He will be at the Farhouse show by radio.
He owes Dan money, so he has to make sure that he's there.
Don't borrow money from Dan. It's a bad mojo.
It's true.
Well, in fact, what's the best way for people to get a hold of the Future Babes?
Well, we have a Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/...
FB on FB.
Mm-hmm. And our Facebook is Future Babes Music. You can go there. We got a Reverb Nation.
Is that one word or two, Adam?
It's a hyphen. No.
I will explain how radio works again, Dan.
Is it Future Space Babes? Yeah. Or are we Future work? Babes one word?
It's all one word.
Okay.
Future Babes Music. And that, yeah, we do have a Reverb Nation page, so you can check out upcoming shows. Mm-hmm. We also have songs that you can stream. Mm-hmm. I believe three of the songs that we've played are on their streaming. So we don't have the album for download yet.
Nope.
But you can stream, yo.
But soon enough.
Well, streaming is the future.
In the future.
That's true. Oh, well, we don't want to tell you how they do music in the future.
It would blow your mind.
Adam, can you explain a little bit about how they do music?
Well, it all starts when a pigeon wants to write a song. And after a long, long time...
Does it have to be a pigeon or is any bird?
Pigeon or variety of pigeon. Carrier pigeon, okay. Homing pigeon.
Mm-hmm.
And that pigeon lays an egg, and someday that egg
some
becomes a song.
Some third type of pigeon that somebody could
stool pigeon. Stool pigeon.
Stool pigeon.
That's right. Racking your ears and testing your knowledge of pigeons.
We are an educational facility.
I'm telling you.
See, get one of the people from the biology department.
This is why college radio is important.
You learn about radio, animals, how songs are made.
Yep.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Edutainment.
All right. Well, we're a loss for words here, I think.
Never. We do have a cover song that we'd like to do.
Yeah, this one features Jeremy doing most of the singing.
Mm-hmm.
And he sounds divine.
Thank you. It's a Camper Van Beethoven song. One of my favorites, called the Ambiguity Song. And I think we're ready. Are we ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. If you are ready.
Mm-hmm. All right.
1, 2, 3, smack.
1, 2.
Everything seems to be up in the air at this time. Everything seems to be up in the air at this time. One day soon it'll all settle down. But everything seems to be up in the air at this time. All across the nation, people are getting together. Many ideas, they form a single goal. Some people gonna benefit, and others gonna sacrifice. But everything seems to be up in the air at this time. Everything seems to be up in the air at this time. Everything seems to be up in the air at this time. One day soon it'll all settle down. But everything seems to be up in the air at this time. We'll be right back. special feelings for you. I got some certain special feelings for you. Don't know if you're good or bad, but I just might give you a call. But everything seems to be up in the air at this time. Everything seems to be up in the air at this time. Everything seems to be up in the air at this time. One day soon it'll all settle down. Everything seems to be up in the air at this time.
Official time we've played that song.
That's true. That's true. We have played it for Paul's roommate's dogs before, and they seem to like it. They seem to like it.
Although I'll admit there was a tennis ball in the room.
That's true.
It might have also been a tennis ball, but possibly also the same.
It's true.
Chicken or the egg.
All right. And actually, that might be another opportunity for people to call in and make suggestions about, based on what they're hearing, because we are a relatively new band, suggestions on other songs we might be able to cover. Mm-hmm. All right. So if we remind you of any other band, that, mm-hmm. you know. So.
Well, speaking of people who are listening, I want to do a shout-out to Cindy, Peter, and Linda, who have piped in saying the show sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you.
And also, tomorrow night at PJ's Lager House, that's like a homecoming to you, isn't it, Jeremy? Because you used to do the booking there.
I used to do the booking there. I
used to run book out of there.
I did. Yeah, I worked there for about 3 years. Actually, when PJ took it over, he's done some really amazing stuff with that place. I don't. If anybody who was there before and has been there recently, the number of things that he's managed to do there. Aside from cleaning up the area, making the patio really nice, cleaning up the bathrooms. There was some confusion when he switched the men's and the women's bathrooms.
So yes, there was.
A lot of really awkward nights. But they opened a kitchen there. They've got great food. They do like acoustic dinners on Sundays. They've even opened a record store.
Right, in the basement.
Down below. PJ's just doing awesome things. So if you haven't been there before, you should definitely check it out. There's a lot of great things in Corktown that you should check out anyway. I know they're building the Detroit Bagel Company next door.
Oh, and right next door.
Right next door.
Uh-huh.
Kidding me.
Yeah, and they're going to have
can you
horseshoe.
Explain a little bit about how they make bagels?
Well, a bagel is made.
Starts with a pigeon.
How many pigeons are involved in the construction of a bagel?
Well, it depends on the bagel facility, but usually at least three. Sometimes up to five or six.
What about like a Detroit-style bagel?
Oh, a Detroit-style bagel? That's going to be 3.5 pigeons.
At least.
Yeah. The half pigeon's just a set of wings.
Okay, we will say again that we don't normally give drummers the microphone.
We will remind Dan that he did not want a microphone at the beginning of this show.
Specifically said.
And I'll remind the rest of the band that we have exactly one song left to play.
That's true.
It's going to be a
so Dan, would you like to talk some more about that?
I'd like to know about this half a pigeon.
So PJ's Lager House tomorrow night, and then September 14th at the Far House. I think we are going to be working on some other shows in the near future, a lot of good festivals coming up that, mm-hmm. We've thrown our name in the hat for. We're going to be working on a video in a little while. And Adam and I have discussed this, and I don't know if we've talked to Paul about
this. Might as well bring it up now.
There was what better time to bring it up than on the radio?
You can just go.
Yeah, Paul, you're out of the band. I'm sorry. You take your violin.
And, your walker.
That's right. Paul had written a story.
Many
years ago.
And it didn't hurt my feelings was the title of it, I think. You don't remember this? You wrote a book in like second grade that I found in a bunch of your sister's stuff.
I thought it was a book.
Well, it was like a 5-page book.
You don't remember anything that you wrote in second
grade?
And
it tells the story of Paul going to the skating rink and a bigger kid pushes him down. But
a sad
it didn't
childhood.
Hurt his feelings.
That's right.
That's the phrase that's repeated throughout the entire story.
Mm-hmm. Clear that I was lying.
Compensating at such a young age.
But since then, they're the most honest band.
Yeah, seriously. But he's found a way to channel his anger. Through drawing stories or playing keyboard. But we may base the video loosely off of Paul's story.
Paul's
so whoever that bully was that pushed him down, guess who's laughing now?
Well, I don't skate anymore, guys. So. I gave that up in second grade. I don't remember why.
You should write a song about it.
Yeah.
So the video is going to be based on didn't hurt my feelings, or is it an actual song?
Yeah, I think
song?
It'll be like a like Paul at the roller rink. We'll probably go to the rink in Sterling Heights, so we can. I'm pretty sure that was the skating rink it happened at.
They're just going to hire a bunch of bodybuilders to push
and then we'll
me
find
around.
And then we'll find a bigger kid to one of the bigger 8-year-olds at the facility.
I want to see the drummer skating around there playing his drums.
We could do that. We could
maybe
kind of
we could actually do the record release at a roller rink.
Oh,
I seem to recall that Riverside in Livonia they've got like a stage.
Wow, we could learn a slow jam for a couple
skate.
That's right,
ladies' choice.
Ladies' choice reverse skate.
Yeah, reverse skate. I love reverse skate. Yeah, reverse skate is great.
All right. Well, this last song that we have is the Ladies' Choice Reverse Skate. So those of you out there on your skates, ladies, grab a guy.
Yeah, this will...
This song was actually...
we adapted the... Most of the songs...
This song didn't have a backstory until practice when we realized that there were certain words in this song that we couldn't say. So we devised a plan, just because we're honest, that we were going to say that we were originally shopping this around as a cat food commercial, specifically for Friskies, but it's not a cat food commercial, but for all intents and purposes, we call this Funky Fist.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, most of the songs... lyrically, I came up with when I was in college and Paul's sister dumped me.
Did it hurt your feelings?
Did you write
a book about
it?
Sounds like another video.
Another video idea.
5 million songs.
Pigeons involved in that video.
But I conned her back into marrying me.
That's right. And she even collaborated on this lovely guitar with you, too.
But
you're stuck with her brother now. So.
This song is more about... I guess it's like the one political song that we have, sort of a Adventures in the Arab Spring kind of thing. So,
and you wanted it for a cat commercial?
Well, we thought it could be repurposed if we did some lyrical changes. You'll hear it.
Of Montreal did the Outback thing, so why can't we do a cat food commercial?
Cat food politics is a really deep thing. You guys have no idea.
True.
Look on the internet.
Oh, man. If you see some of the things that going on between Purina and
Friskies, it gets nasty.
Oh, it's bad.
Do not buy the blood cat food.
True. All right. Well, Funky Fist.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah, to do it. Got a real good thing, saw you do what you
the eye, listening on the phone. UFOs watching you get bored.
Chicken, tuna.
Your cup looks so healthy.
Thank
already.
You, thank you.
There's a nice little sheen to it.
Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah, I think you get your winter fur in. Get behind those ears. Mm. Let's see what's going on. All right, there we are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the stuff.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff. All right.
And the claws didn't come out.
No.
We've had the Future Babes here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. In fact, guys, we got about four minutes to go.
Can you jam?
Can you give us a jam going out?
We could jam.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we'll jam it out.
We can jam in G.
All right.
Jamming in G with the Future Babes.
Four to go.
What you got? No pressure.
No pressure. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in today.
Dan, why don't you guys start it out for us?
What do you got?
What kind of jam? You want to do something funky?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we'll drum up.
We've had the Future Babes here on the Live Drive at 5 today. Next week, listen for Renegade Soul, a hardcore blues with a heart of rock and roll. Stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves.